This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on this live edition. If it is between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, any day of the year, doesn't matter, you can call in to Free Talk Live and have your voice heard on up to 190 plus radio stations. I don't know at any one time how many stations are carrying us. Free Talk Live makes it very easy for radio stations to carry us. We have a our affiliate relations staff, Daryl. He makes, bends over backwards to make sure that people, you know, that our stations are serviced, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's
me as well as Ian. And then there's somebody from GCN that will do a little bit of stuff as well.
Cool. Well, thanks to all of you for your service. And you've done a really great job, Free Talk Live, nearing 200 radio stations now. And by the way, this
And getting expanded on existing stations with several high profile people leaving the air at the end of the year.
That's true. For those that don't know, Laura Ingram, Michael Medved, Phil Valentine are all leaving, and Michael Savage is cutting his show in half, his live appearance in half.
Right.
So, 855.
To focus on a podcast, which 1 hour of the podcast is going to be broadcast by some of the stations, which seems really strange.
Yeah, a podcast that's broadcast anyway.
We are a radio show that has a podcast. Yes. There are several other things that are podcasts that are being aired as radio shows.
Yeah. We provide our radio show in the form of podcast, but it is not a podcast.
Correct.
In the sense that podcasts usually have a beginning, a middle, and an end that can run from, you know, a few minutes to a few hours, depending on what they're doing. Free Talk Live, it's the same show, right? So we do the different breaks. There's resets and all that stuff, all the radio terminology. So let's go to Carl, who's calling in from New Jersey. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, well, first thing I want to say is Happy New Year to all three of you.
Happy to you, too. January. Thank you.
Okay. January 1st, 2019, in Summers Point, New Jersey, the gateway to Ocean City, New Jersey. They got the bay there. They're not banning plastic bags in the two big supermarkets. They're going to make everybody pay for the bags except for the ones on public assistance. And they're recycling.
Well, that's kind of interesting. I mean, it's either a good idea to pay for your bag or not a good idea to pay for your bag, but why would it be a good idea to, I mean, people are on public assistance. They're just as capable as bringing fabric bags to the grocery store as anybody else.
Well, I agree with you, but I guess
how much are we talking about per bag?
I think it's 5 cents, if I remember right. But the whole thing is, The stores already have that built into their purchases that you make for them bags.
Right. This is not money that will go to the grocery stores.
No, it's a sin tax.
This is a tax that will then go to the city for the privilege of you getting a one-time-use plastic bag.
Presumably, they will use the money to clean up plastic bags that are, I don't know, blowing around and floating in the water or whatever the heck they're doing. Don't expect that to be well-used money.
Well, I think in this case, the stores keep the money. The city doesn't get any of it. But the whole thing is, we know.
What was the name of this town again?
Summers Point, New Jersey. They're also the town that you have to license your cats into. I bet nobody does that.
Well, they license dogs in most places, but not usually cats. I always think it's interesting, you know? I mean, why do you have to have a license for a dog, but you have a license for a cat?
And then
New
chickens,
Hampshire, pigs.
Well, New Hampshire for the dogs.
Live on my property. I mean, why don't I have licenses for them?
New Hampshire for the dogs, they have what's essentially a testicle tax.
Yes.
To where if you have not had your pets spayed or neutered, then you have an extra fee.
That's true.
Huh.
Jeez. Do you remember President Obama that he made it legal as long as you disclose you can eat horse meat in the country? And I made a joke about that. I wonder why he hasn't done it with dogs, too.
I know horse meat's consumed pretty regularly in many Francophone type countries. You know, for whatever reason, that's a preference for them. Okay,
great.
I guess.
I think if you want to eat horse meat, you should be able to eat horse meat. I don't know why you would want to, but
yeah.
Sure.
I don't. Well, they have to disclose that's what you're eating. I don't think I ever
ate
any, but who knows?
Who knows?
And, who knows?
Thanks for the call, Carl. Appreciate it.
Thank you, and Happy New Year. Bye.
You too.
Same to you.
Now, when I go to the grocery store, I usually bring a bag with me. I've gotten pretty good about it.
I'm so bad.
I'm very. For years, I would keep a bag in my car, and then it would just stay in my car, and I'd forget about it and be like, oh, I'll remember next time, and I never did. But I really made a point of it starting about 2 or 3 years ago, and I've gotten very good. I'm so proud of myself.
My wife is good at it, but I even when I do think about it, it's not in the car because I took it in the house to undo the groceries, and my wife is gone for months out of the year, and I do go to the grocery. I got to restock on beer, right? I go to the grocery store. I don't have stuff stocked up, even though we have a pretty good sized freezer, and I just can never remember to bring the darn things in. Right there at the cash register, I begin to feel bad. I expect the people to boo me and throw things at me. Little kids spit on me or whatever for not bringing in my bag, but I always forget.
Yeah, and I've actually pulled up the ordinance here from Summers Point, New Jersey, and it doesn't say where this money goes to. It just says that stores are required to charge the fee of not less than 5 cents for a single-use plastic bag.
Sounds to me like they're keeping it for the store.
Yeah, the color is right.
Charge.
Yeah.
And
like I said, most other places where I've read the ordinance, it was a fee that went to the municipality that was collected by the store.
In many cases, these single-use plastic bags, by the way, could just be crumpled up, stuck in your pocket, and you use them when you go back to the store.
Yeah.
You don't need the fabric bags.
We've got a bag full of plastic bags.
Every home in America has a bag full of plastic bags. Nobody can use is not enough kitty litter and line enough small waste paper baskets to use up all these bags. My wife will bring, in many cases, bags back to the store for recycling. They've got a bin in many stores where you can recycle bags.
Yeah, but they don't recycle very well. Every time you recycle plastic, it degrades.
Sure.
So when they're bringing back the bags from the grocery store and recycling them, the probably not going to be made into additional bags.
Oh, I suspect that it's in a lot of cases recycling is just about making people feel better.
Yeah.
It's a new and different way to throw away your garbage.
And I found an article from Philadelphia CBS Local that says all money's collected will be retained by the stores. So this is basically the city mandating here's a way for stores to literally nickel and dime their customers.
Well, in theory, all the stores have to do the same thing. So all the stores are going to make the same, presumably about the same amount of money, which means that all the stores are now in competition with the other stores that are doing the same thing. So they should lower the cost of groceries by charging for these bags. Presumably.
Is it 5 cents per bag or just
a fee of not less than 5 cents per bag?
Per bag.
They can charge more if they want. But they say the single-use bags. And then there's the one, I've seen these plastic bags that they have for cold items, too. So they're sort of thicker.
Right.
Yeah.
Just a little sturdier. And, I don't know how that's going to figure into the picture.
Well,
either.
I love the reusable bag that I bring in. It's very strong. I can carry a whole heck of a lot of groceries in there. And it is also thermal. So if I've got cold stuff, I can zip it up.
Well, if the bag is at least 2.25 mils thick, it is considered a reusable bag.
And what does that have to do with the price of bags in Somerville?
The fee only applies to single-use plastic bags.
So the store can give away bigger, more expensive bags for free.
They could give you cloth bags if they wanted to. Most places charge you for those.
They do.
Can they do
they
paper?
They sell those.
Paper.
Paper does not appear very... Yeah, paper.
I am not seeing
a reduction in the amount of plastic and paper. But paper only appears one time in the purpose of the thing. They want to reduce the amount of paper and plastic being used.
855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Do you support this?
No.
855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two. Get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite .com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Sunday edition. Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733. talking about, well, in the last segment, we were talking about New Jersey charging for plastic bags at the grocery store. Maybe it was just this town. I don't know.
Yeah, just this town, it appears. When I was trying to find the thing for the town, which is why I had asked the caller, what was the name of this town again? I was seeing something that apparently the governor of New Jersey vetoed something that would have applied statewide.
I did an interview recently with the former CIA officer named Jason Hansen, and he has a book called it's called the Escape Bag Blueprint: 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. And there's a lot of these sorts of things out there. Jason's is significantly better. If you want to know these 37 items that you should have to survive a crisis, please go to freeescapebook.com. This isn't just one of these internet lists out there. In his free book, he also gives advice on what are the best guns, knives, flashlights, water filters, all those things to have in an economic collapse or a grid-down event. freeescapebook.com. That's freeescapebook.com. Let's go to Mark Cullinan from South Carolina. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for having me. I know y'all had already kind of moved on, but talk about the bump stock, that's an accessory. And if you allow them to ban an accessory, then what's to stop them from banning any part of the gun and slowly eradicating the gun?
It's true. I tend to think that it's a sort of a superfluous accessory because you can kind of do the bump stock thing just by holding an AR
right
in a certain position and letting it rock back and forth.
There's also a way that you can do it with a rubber band.
Yeah, you could use a rubber band.
Which, helpful. Based on one interpretation of the way this thing is written, anything that can be used, blah, da, 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 then every rubber band in the country must be destroyed because a rubber band could be used.
I think in all of this, you have to consider that when your rights are taken away, it's very unusual for all of your rights to be completely taken away all at the same time suddenly.
Right. It's always a little by little.
It's a little bit by little
step by step, But, if you're mechanically inclined, you can just build a bump stock.
Right. Outlawing them is pretty pointless. Also, these small magazines, the states that are mandating small magazines, with a 3D printer, as I understand it, you can pretty much build any magazine any size you want. So what's the point in banning the small magazines? Soon, as a matter of fact, if you get a ghost gunner home milling kit, you can make all the AR lowers that you can buy aluminum to make and have a small militia in your basement if you want.
Mm-hmm.
Gun laws are becoming pointless very quickly. If somebody can have one of these 80% builds and have a gun with no numbers on it or anything, it just doesn't really make much difference what they're regulating.
I said before, murder is illegal.
Exactly.
Right. The laws it's already illegal. I will say this. Yeah. There's a gun law that I support, and I know I'm going to get it, but I'm just going to go ahead and throw this one out there. I support California's ban on lead bullets. Because
it's an environmental law, really.
It's an for environmental reasons, I don't like the idea of lead being thrown all over the place. Mm-hmm. But that's the only thing out there I support, and I'm not entirely sure that that's constitutional or right or anything like that. I'd love to hear an argument against it. But thanks for the call, Mark.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, bye. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, in case you want to crucify me for my stance on lead bullets.
Well, I agree with you on that one, so they would be crucifying both of us.
Excellent. Let's go to David, who's calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, Albuquerque, Pew, Mexico. I got horse meat.
Like right now in the freezer?
Big old piece of horse meat.
Okay.
Yeah, not in the freezer, just hanging up, letting it dry.
Okay.
I'm wondering where this is going.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't go any further.
Well, don't worry. No, it's not going anywhere where bad. It's where it came from that you should worry about. Anyway, actually, being serious for a second, I've had horse meat when I lived over in Switzerland, which was basically France.
Yeah.
And it was good for what it was.
Yeah.
I'm sure I've had it.
At some point or another, you have to have, I mean, you know, as much meat as I've eaten, somebody's passed off something that had some amount of horse meat in it to me, I'm sure.
Yeah. And ripping on Mark for a second, Mark is on a misinformation tear tonight, man.
That's me.
Left and right spewing the misinformation.
Is this about the kitties?
No, the kitties, that doesn't even make the list. All the other things you said make the list.
Okay, well, what is
make
it?
The list. I'm not using my time on that, man. If you want to dedicate your time to that, we can do that. But I called about something else, as you see on your call screener note there.
I can't even. I don't have my glasses on.
Yeah, listen to Mark's excuse. He can't read the word. He doesn't know what the word is.
I don't know what that word is either. I'm like squinting at it. I don't know what that word is.
Nobody else can see it. What is it?
Pusillanimity.
Okay, so that's cowardliness.
Wow, I'm impressed. I am impressed. Where did you learn that, Mark?
I don't know. I spent a lot of time in prison.
He reads.
Well, there is a lot of pusillanimity in prison. That is,
I'm sure
that
there is,
for sure.
Yes. There's also a lot of reading.
Anyway, pardon?
A lot of reading.
There you go. What I had called about was the little bits of fun facts, and you can tell me when I got like 10 or 15 seconds left, and I'll cut it off. But the fun facts on that, when I got arrested for using the telephone to threaten, harass, annoy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, one interesting fact, there's two interesting facts, but one of them is that when they wrote this up, they wrote it up as a domestic violence charge.
Now, this is when you got banned from calling a radio talk show, right?
Yes. The University of New Mexico radio station, KUNM, the director there, Elaine, but this is all public record, so names matter. This is all public record. Elaine Baumgartel is the one that called the UNM police, Sergeant Guevara, who decided that they were going to double-team me and write me up for calling into the radio station that I own. And when they solicited... you don't even have to pay taxes. If you're a citizen of the state of New Mexico who does not pay taxes, you still own that radio station. And that radio station solicits listeners that own the radio station to call in and comment or question.
Sure.
And so when they solicited me as an owner of the radio station to call in and comment or question, they don't like my political viewpoint, and therefore they told me, don't ever call here again. And I didn't accept that, and I called there again, and therefore Elaine Baumgartel does what? She says, I'm telling Mom. And so Sergeant Mom Guevara from the UNM police comes over and protects their turf because they got a little racket going on, and they want it protected at all costs.
We're going to stop.
Yeah.
I look at this. The broadcast clock is
an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lawn. With the addition of our unique lawn delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lawn delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.
Nancy Pelosi needs to come back from Hawaii. Less hula, more moolah for the DHS, Customs and Border Patrol, funding our border security.
That's Kellyanne Conway, counselor to President Trump, who tells Fox News Sunday the president ready to deal with Democrats. Conway says it's time for Congress to get back to work.
They need to come to the table and do their job. A fully functioning democracy demands that both parties come together and that the Congress and the executive branch work together.
3, 2, 1!
And a practice New Year's Eve countdown in New York's Times Square as confetti is tested. New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill says security will be tight and drones will be used this year to patrol the crowd.
It's going to be one of the most well-policed, best-protected events at one of the safest venues in the entire world.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition. And call in. Talk about what you want. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. We have David on the line here. Apparently something going on with his very odd case where he's been charged for calling into a radio talk show.
And I'm wondering how it wound up being a domestic violence incident.
Yeah, I want to find out a lot more about that, but I first want to tell you about Anarchapulco. Ian and I are going to Acapulco. The Anarchapulco will be from February the 14th through the 17th. And there's sort of these satellite events that are going on. You can find it all out about it at anarchapulco.com. But really the big draw, Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Doug Casey, Larkin Rose, David Icke, Cynthia McKinney, lots of big names. I'll be emceeing the Cryptopulco stage. We'd love to see you. It's a big lineup, and it's entrepreneurship, investment, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles. There's a track for families and kids and personal relationships. It's great. It's a great event. There's nothing like this event out there. Just phenomenal. And it's at a world-class resort on the sun and beaches of beautiful Acapulco. And I've gone 4 times now. I think it's great. They always seem to want to stress safety. I guess they're probably hearing people, you know, talk about they feel, you know, is Acapulco safe? It is. I've never felt unsafe there for a second. Free Talk Live will be there again. Go to anarchapolco.com. Use code FTL to register and receive a discount. We'd love to see you. Anarchapolco.com, code FTL for the discount. Let's go back to David, calling in from New Mexico. David, so what's going on with the case? At this point, more or less, you got some kind of trouble for calling into a public radio station owned by the taxpayers, owned by the citizens of New Mexico, and which is all very weird, and they like placed a charge on you. What's going on now?
Well, there's many different entertaining aspects, but the one we were talking about last was the fact that when they wrote up the charge, they wrote the case number as a DV case number, domestic violence. And I want to know just exactly who it was that I was sleeping with, because I got a complaint because the sex was very bad, because I don't even remember.
Non-existent. Yeah.
So, first of all, how do you figure they arrive at putting that, filing that under a DV as opposed to a CR, meaning criminal?
Yeah. I don't know. I would say that my guess is that it's just a silly threat that they're going to try to drop as soon as they possibly can.
It could just be a mistake. Right. Well,
yeah.
It could be a mistake. So that's one point. Government mistake. You know, government doesn't make mistakes, do they? Oh, wait a minute. They make them left and right. And that's there are other points I'll share with you another
time.
That's
what I'm telling my clients all the time. When the government does something that I didn't tell the client was going to happen, they're like, why didn't you tell me this? And I'm like, look, it's a government mistake. And sometimes they have a hard time understanding that government makes mistakes.
They screw things up left and right. And like I said, we'll run out of time on this call, but I'll tell you about some other things they screwed up in a major way on this same case. But on the subject of domestic, so did they make a mistake? Or Are they doing it intentionally? If they have some option, because, you know, some ex-husband might be harassing his wife on the telephone, and so commonly this telephone harassment thing is written up under a domestic violence charge because there's a restraining order, a no-contact order, or whatever, and so it's legitimately a domestic violence. Maybe like a fox? Maybe they're doing it on purpose in case they might think I'm stupid enough that I might not notice and that it gets run through as a domestic violence and therefore they can screw me doubly by convicting me on a DV instead of a CR and therefore make my Second Amendment rights null and void under the, you know, whatever act that was that illegally was put into place, because there's the fact that, you know, even if it was a legitimate domestic violence charge, it's actually illegal and unconstitutional, I argue, to attach the loss of a enumerated Bill of Rights, you know, a constitutional right for committing some simple crime, you know, like, you know, in this case that they're saying that somebody's harassing someone on the telephone. I mean, it makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? You harass somebody on the telephone, and therefore you should lose your constitutionally protected right to own a firearm, because firearms and telephone are directly connected, aren't they?
Well, I suppose if threats were being made on the phone, specifically threats that had to do with violence or the use of a firearm, I can see why they would want to, at the very least, temporarily prevent someone from getting a charge. However,
well, it's not temporarily. When you charge somebody with it, that's what you intend to take them to trial on.
Sure.
You intend to take them to trial on domestic violence, and therefore, you know, by definition, because lawyers are smart. They know, you know, and that's a little bit facetious, but lawyers are smart, and they know, you know, present company accepted. They know they know that now I lost my train of thought. I cracked myself up.
Let me interject with what domestic violence is. I mean, in the definition is going to vary by state, but in Texas, which is where I'm licensed in Texas and New Hampshire, and the law in Texas is that it's only going to be domestic violence if the person that the act is committed against is a spouse or a person you're related to that you're residing with, or if it's somebody with whom you have a child in common. It can't just be any person. Otherwise, it's not domestic violence.
Right. So, but in this case, it's a radio station. And so, like I said, I don't remember who I slept with.
Right.
But the charge, the statute is 30-20-12 from memory. And I'm digging up paper as I look at it. But it's not just threatening. It's harassing, or it's like six different words, which including, I know that it says, for instance, if you simply annoyed somebody by using the telephone, that would qualify under this 30-20-12.
Telemarketers are going down.
Yeah. Use of telephone to terrify, intimidate, threaten, harass, annoy, or offend.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, so I offended you on the telephone, and therefore I lose my gun rights. Now, where does that make sense?
It makes no sense at all. No one has a right not to be offended, and frankly, I mean, I get telemarketers are annoying. I really wish there was a better system. I'm sick and tired of getting robocalls telling me how I can get, my car warranty is about to expire. You know nothing about my car warranty.
Press 9.
Right. Well, you says to press 9 to get off the list. You don't believe that, do you? I mean,
right.
I just keep getting the call over and over again. Either that or a bunch of different places are using the same audio.
Yeah.
It's possible.
You know, it's good to know, though, now that we've further studied this, that we now know that if they succeed in doing this, that we can now take guns from all telemarketers everywhere in the country. Because
most telemarketers are paid so poorly that they can't afford guns anyway.
Well, the owners. It'll be fun going after them. They'll have to prove that they don't have guns, because we will allege that they have firearms, and the burden of proof will be on them to prove that they do not have them. And see where I'm going with that?
I lost them in a boating accident, and then I lost my boats in a hunting accident.
Exactly, but they'll have to prove that. Because this is the way the law works.
It's clearly a crazy case, and I suspect that it will be lots of. They really did pick the wrong person to mess with on this this issue, because you're not going to let it go. You're not going to let them drop this charge. You'll file a lawsuit in order to bring it back up. And I'm very curious as to what happens. Unfortunately, it's going to take 2 years to resolve this in all likelihood. It's going to be a long running bunch of nonsense.
So my non legal advice is file a motion to dismiss on grounds that they filed the thing against you incorrectly.
My legal advice would be hire a lawyer.
Well, actually, I actually have consulted a lawyer already, and let me share with you what he said, which I guess I agree with, is that before filing to dismiss it, what you want to do is file a motion to have it re-categorized as from DV to CR, and that way when you go to if you were to actually go to trial,
it doesn't sit on your record as a domestic violence thing. Very good.
Right.
Thanks for the call, David.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
There are basically 2 types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Final segment of this live Sunday night edition. Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
I want to thank our all our amplifiers, but specifically at this point, Jordy, who is a silver amplifier, which means $5 a month that Jordy sign up to go ahead and help us to promote the ideas of liberty on radio stations around the country. I say it all the time, Free Talk Live is like the street preachers of liberty. Yeah, I get it. You understand the ideas of liberty. Well, not everybody does. And Free Talk Live brings the message to the masses. We are unique in that at this point, we are the only show that really brings a true pro-liberty message 7 nights a week to the airwaves. Look, I'm not saying everybody who calls in agrees with us. By no means do they. However, we are certainly bringing these messages to people and showing them that there's another path besides the right-left paradigm out there. And if you want people to get this information, to find this unique message, the best way is to go to the AMP program at amp.free, join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com and we're just looking for $5 a month out of you, just like Jordy's doing here, Silver Amplifier. And thanks so much to all that do. Really appreciate it. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. While we're talking about the website, I want to mention hope.freetalklive.com. So hope.freetalklive.com is my project to our project, but I've really taken it on here at Free Talk Live, is to, we've built an orphanage in Kagoma, Jinja, Uganda, and now we're trying to make that orphanage solvent rather than kids having to beg and the you know, all the begging that has to go on.
Sir, may I have some more?
Right, right. I mean, there's nothing wrong with begging, I suppose, but it'd be nice if they had a little bit of land and then they could grow some crops.
Right.
And make their own food, sell some of that food, then be able to hire a teacher. Everybody has to pay for their own school in Uganda or somehow scrounge the money. And it's actually cheaper. There's enough kids at the orphanage. It's actually cheaper to bring a teacher in, and then they can subsidize their costs by letting some of the kids from the surrounding community come in and use the teacher at the same time. So you've got the land where they're going to grow the food. Then they can use the money to get the teacher, and you know, it just makes it very easy. All they want is some food, you know, a varied diet, and to be able to learn. And I want them to have that without having to beg for it. If you want them to have that too, we're trying to raise enough money to get 6 acres there in Kagoma. And it may not be the 6 acres that we currently have slated because, well, we're at about $4,300 raised, and that's going to be about $35,000. And so there's a, you know, there's a shortfall at this point, but you could come in. Your money will be matched at this point. Every $50 is $100. Every $20 is $40. So it's hope.freetalklive.com. It's a project I'm passionate about, been involved with this organization for some time. Hope.freetalklive.com. I guess that there are a bunch of minimum wage laws kicking into effect, Laurel, around the country. That some places are raising minimum wage.
Yes, the minimum wages are rising in 20 states and several cities. Now, a lot of these increases are because of laws that were passed some time ago. The legislature would say, okay, we're going to raise it by this much on such and such a date. So it's not that there's been a bunch of laws. It's not that there's been a bunch of laws just passed. It's that these hikes are now taking place. The wage hikes range from an extra nickel per hour in Alaska to $1 an hour.
That'll change people's lives.
Yeah.
I'm sure glad they took the time to write that legislation in.
To $1 an hour in Maine, Massachusetts, and California for companies with more than 25 employees. This article is from NPR.
And again, Mark, some of these are things where it's automatic based on previous stuff. Minimum wage will increase by X, so it's not necessarily that the Alaska legislature sent a bill to committee to raise the minimum wage by 5 cents. They could have passed something decades ago that creates a formula that determines, and this year, you know, whatever calculator guy determined, next year it's 5 cents.
Got it. So I'm curious about this, raising it at just to companies that have 25 employees or more.
Uh-huh.
That's really weird. I mean, it puts a different playing platform, for smaller companies versus bigger ones. And what's the point of that? I just don't quite get it.
Well, we don't want to hurt the mom-and-pop businesses.
So we're going to let them, you know, pay below-market wage?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to understand the thought process here. I don't think there should be any minimum wage laws at all. I think the market will set wages. In fact, the market does set wages because anytime a wage is not minimum wage, the market's setting it.
Mm-hmm. And the mom-and-pop companies, if everybody else is paying the larger wage, they are still going to have trouble attracting any kind of employees. So it's not like they're unaffected by this increase. You know, the rest of the article from NPR bemoans the fact that it's not going up to 15 everywhere across the country.
Sure.
So they think
the NPR reporters aren't exactly economically literate. I mean, they're, you know, usually the reporters that they have are young people who are, you know, just fresh in from their internship or whatever, and they don't really understand these things, and they're all for the fight for 15. They don't understand that the economy in Seattle, where they do have a $15 minimum wage.
Not yet. They're stepping up.
Oh, is that so?
So that they've got numerous steps, and after like the first or second step, a bunch of part-time workers started asking for fewer hours because it was affecting benefits that they received.
Mm.
Oh, I can't get this little extra bit of
public
food
benefits
stamps, and I can't stay. I now make too much to be on this Obamacare or whatever. I've got to buy different health care and this, and it's costing that, and then I don't qualify for this, and I don't qualify for that. So can you please cut my hours? Wait. 2 months ago, you were out there fight for 15. Which is it? Do you want $15 an hour, or do you want to collect all the welfare? Mm-hmm. You can't have both.
Oh, well, yes, they can. You know,
no,
the problem.
They can want both, but they can't actually have both.
When the government gets involved in pricing, it's always bad. And this is just the pricing of labor.
Right.
And I get that the pricing of labor has really great news stories that are correspond to it, but when you're talking about lower costs in shoes or whatever, it's because you don't see the sweatshops in China or Bangladesh. Like, labor is mixed with raw materials to make everything that you buy. The fact that labor occurs in the United States does not make that labor more important than other labor, unless you're some kind of weird jingoist, right? Like, unless you think Americans are better than other people in other countries. And just because products move across the border doesn't mean that labor's not involved. Simply because the labor occurred outside the United States, that labor isn't worse or of lower value or something. Yeah, mm-hmm. Each area is going to need its own, it has its own economy and should have its own, that labor is going to cost different things in different places. And that's why rural Mississippi, for instance, or maybe rural West Virginia, if you're just some, you know, somebody working at a gas station at a corner in rural West Virginia, well, you're probably going to get paid less than somebody who's working at a sort of functional, low-skill job in New York City or Seattle.
But the cost of living is much lower.
Right. The cost of living significantly lower, so you don't need as high of a wage. Mm-hmm. A $15 minimum wage make sense in Seattle. I'm just saying it makes a heck of a lot more sense. I don't think they make sense at all, but it makes a lot more sense to set a $15 minimum cost per hour for labor in New York City than it does in rural West Virginia. Mm-hmm. And somebody who doesn't think that's true just needs to spend a little time reading about this stuff. I mean, even Paul Krugman, who's basically the leftist economist out there, doesn't think that you can successfully implement a $15 minimum wage across the board, because what it'll do is it'll drive young people out of the workforce.
Oh, it does a lot of things. It also causes more illegal immigration because the unlawfully present immigrants are willing to work for much less than that. It may even cause some U.S. citizens to work under the table so that not they would get a lower wage, but they wouldn't be paying the taxes
higher
on
take
it.
Home.
Exactly. So the take-home would be the same or higher. So those are some of the side effects of making such an incredibly high minimum wage.
Right. I mean, you know, basically a 16-year-old coming into the marketplace isn't probably going to be worth $15 an hour in most locations. And basically, that first job is training for real life. It's not, they're not producing at the rate that an adult would at the same job. Well, in the meantime, just check us out at freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of stories there that you can vote on and that sort of thing. It's been Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Errol.
My neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.